Now, some news about NPR. Longtime editor Uri Berliner resigned today, saying he could not work under NPR's new CEO. Last week, another outlet published an essay by Berliner in which he accused NPR of losing the public's trust and, he says, approaching news coverage increasingly from the left. Berliner now says the CEO's own views confirm these problems. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins me. Hey, David.
Hey, Mary Louise.
So before we begin, I want to note that the conversation you and I are about to have is A, in line with longstanding policy, we cover ourselves as we would any other news organization, and B, no NPR corporate official or news exec helped prepare this segment, correct?
Yeah, and C, live.
Yeah, okay. So Uri Berliner, he was until today an editor on our business desk. He wrote this essay last week that's led to where we are. Catch us up.
Sure. I've worked closely with him. I'm on the business desk, too. And his views aren't entirely a surprise to me. He tried to raise concern to newsroom leaders since pretty much just after then-president-elect Donald Trump won the presidency back in November 2016. Last week, he made them public in an essay as well as a nearly hour-long podcast on the Free Press, a site that has become a haven for journalists who believe the mainstream press has become too liberal. Berliner wrote that the network and its push for diversity of the background of its workforce and the kinds of people represented on its airwaves has not joined that with a concomitant pursuit of diversity in viewpoints and ideology and outlooks and sensibility, and says that really there's been things have been viewed through a progressive prism.
Okay,
almost exclusively.
And what has the NPR response been, if you can sum it up?
Well, Edith Chapin, our chief news executive, wrote a memo last week essentially rejecting the argument and rejecting the connection that there's, you know, anything in our push for greater diversity in our workforce has anything to do with that question. But it said that she praised the work that our colleagues have done on various continents of the world, various communities around the country, various issues that we focused on. NPR also suspended Berliner, and it cited two things. First, it said, you know, as you and I do in our code of conduct for employees, we have to get permission for all outside appearances in other press outlets.
Right.
Berliner acknowledges he failed to do that. And it also cited part of the ethics handbook for his distribution of certain statistics about our demographic data that wasn't authorized to get out.
You said he was suspended. He was set to come back to work at the end of this week. Instead, he has now resigned. Why?
Well, he cited a note that our new CEO, Catherine Marr, circulated late last Friday to staff, in which he felt that she had denigrated him. He felt that she had associated him with criticizing the effort to diversify the workforce. He thought that was disparagement. Meantime, a lot of conservative activists online have dug up some of her old social media posts, political posts that show her, you know, let me give you two examples. Her political outlook, she called Trump a racist a few times over the years, had a Joe Biden hat on, and that she seemed to minimize the concerns about rioting at social justice protests in 2020.
Yeah. And just very briefly, what does this mean for NPR?
Well, you know, I would say that NPR says that Marr has no influence on its news coverage. This has really enraged a lot of our colleagues in the newsroom. You may have heard it as well as I have, some of whom are wounded by what he said, some of whom defend it. But others who say, look, he has a real point here that's been occluded in what's happened. At the minute, though, you've seen conservative activists call for Marr's resignation and for us to be defunded.
Yes. NPR's David Folkenflik reporting. Thanks.